Fewer babies are being born in Hawaii than at any time in the past 10 years. Yesterday, we told you about the declining birth rate here in Hawaii and around the country. Today, how the falling birth rate is contributing to an overall population decline in the state and what it means for the future.
Birth rates in the USA have dropped to their lowest annual levels in 3 decades.
So we know that fewer babies are being born, but does that mean the number of people here is declining? Not necessarily. Immigration helps keep the U.S. population growing, and for a while, transplants moving to Hawaii did the same thing, until recently.
We've had 2 years of statewide population decline. That hasn't happened, I think, since the 50s.
Economist Carl Bonham directs the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization. Hawaii's overall population is declining because there are now more people moving away than new arrivals, which combined with a falling birth rate means fewer people. Bonham says that's almost certainly related to economic conditions.
The U.S. economy is booming, while at the same time Hawaii has this relatively high cost of living. And when you look at growth in employment and growth in income, we're near the very bottom of real income growth for the whole country.
And while a shrinking population does mean fewer people at the beach and fewer cars on the road, it also means fewer young workers to pay taxes and a greater demand for health care as the population ages. Andrew Mason is a population economist at the East West Center.
Rapid growth in the number of elderly is going to lead to a lot of increase in Social Security benefits, Medicare, and there are fewer taxpayers to foot that.
But it's not all bad news. Mason says there is an upside.
There's an opportunity to improve the education system without spending a lot more money. That means in the future we may not have so many workers, but they'll be a lot more educated and a lot more prepared to pay for things like Social Security and health care.
But that still means a higher tax burden for those smaller generations in the future. At least that's what you can tell yourself the next time the beach feels a little too crowded. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.